Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is July 25th. We have 6 days left in this month. Can you believe it? We're already going to be into August. I'm already planning all of August. And today is Wednesday. It's Relationship Wednesday. I am so sorry I missed you this week. Monday I knew for sure. And I was so excited. And for some reason, I couldn't see past filming for the Today Show. And that Monday, I have to tell you, I was in Arizona. So it was 114 degrees. And that's one thing to say. But when you're outside in it for 4 hours, by the time I left, I couldn't believe, I couldn't sit, I couldn't sleep. I had to decompress somehow. And then you lose so much water, and I could just feel water rolling down my back. But it was so exciting and so cool to see just everything, all the moving parts, how many people it took, all the setting up they had to do for lighting. Even in the brightest of sun, there's different kinds of lighting and mics and all of that. And I was truly the least part of it. It was, you know, about my son. And it was, they focused on him so well and he did so well. Well, I heard him interviewing. I just sat in the stands and I just, you know, just my face filled with tears. And I was like, wow, he's his own person now. Like my kids don't need me anymore. All that is gone. And it was so cool to know that, like that, oh my gosh, you've done your job. They're okay with or without you. And it was an interesting feeling to get. And I was thinking of the way I raised them, and I was having flashbacks of kids and everything we've done and all of that. And I thought, gosh, it's already here. And I'm always fascinated by dates. I don't know why. I'm always like, wow, it's already the end of the month. Wow, we're at the beginning of a new month. And I do that all the time. And I think is that my appreciation of time has just hit in every way it hit. It was so cool. So today's show, and oh, by the way, the Today Show will air on August 5th. And I believe that's a Sunday. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I think it's Sunday morning, August 5th, once all that is put together. There's, like I said, so many moving parts. 4 hours of filming, but then there's all the other backstory stuff. So it's a lot of work, a lot of work. God bless their staff. God bless the Royals because, you know, that stuff like that just doesn't happen. It is a lot of work. So today's show, comfort words for couples. Just saying that, those words give me comfort because I think that speaking with kindness behind it, with love behind it, with patience behind it, and not with aggravation or rushing or just not even, you know, seeing that person as a person anymore has come into play so heavily that we even got used to not only talking that way, but hearing it. And we don't even blink. But there is something about respect, something about that keeps your heart in your brain in a great place. It doesn't even matter who you are respectful to. Just being respectful, how you speak, what you say, what's behind what you say, is what makes the biggest impact on you as a person in your everyday life. Sounds so easy to say that. Well, I'm always respectful. I always do this. I always do that. But then you hurt someone's feelings because you didn't. Or someone hurt your feelings because they didn't. And then you think, oh, wow, they're nice until they're not. Oh, wow, I'm okay until I'm not. When I'm not, why am I not that way? And why do I subject myself or other people to that? And I always say silence is a language. At times, it's better to say nothing than to say things that you just throw out there and you throw it up on your partner. And then you have to deal with that part of it. So why would we do that? Because we do say they're only words. Words don't matter. I hear that a lot. Yeah, how they're said and what we say says a lot. And it does affect the relationship. So why would we put it out there and then spend all this backup time trying to fix what we said, what we did, instead of just have the foresight to pay attention to what we're saying and doing right now? That certain level of respect for both people, that's where you go from that good to great. That's where you say, wow, I can't believe I'm here and I really love this person and I love my life and I'm happy to be here. Because when you start throwing up on each other and that throw up is sticky and it's hard to clean off, as gross as that sounds, that's how it feels. Then it starts to affect every conversation you have. You stop caring how long you're going to talk to each other. Energy into the relationship and start protecting yourself so that you don't have to deal with that. And all these things that start taking away step by step in the moments that you share that could have comfort, that could have closeness in them. Instead, it isn't there. It's not fun for either of you. And then over time, you don't want to stick around. You want to keep yourself busy here and there. And, you know, you meet up just to have, you know, superficial conversations and something maybe not too deep and more instructional, like, hey, what are we doing this day? What are we doing that day? Where are we going? Why are we going there? And all of that type of talking. And then you start wondering why you don't feel anything. And then it's not even enough to talk about because now nothing really weird happened to point out what happened. And then you just say, well, I don't know. I don't know why. It's just, you know, something is gone. And what's gone? So what are the comfort words? Because I love where Christ gets involved. And, you know, obviously that's every day and been so much lately. And I have been, you know, sporadic at even, I chose 5:30 in the morning to do the radio show because I knew I'm home every day. And this summer I haven't been home very much. So it's been very interesting for me as well. But comfort words and Christ go together because Christ doesn't speak lightly and he doesn't speak from a place of where you don't see 10 meanings to everything he says. But when he does say something, I listen. Because there are comfort words, and they're just learning. Learning. It's like cleaning out a drawer and leaving only what's left. And maybe you've been throwing junk in that drawer for a long time. And then you go through it, and you're like, why did I keep this? Why did I keep that? I don't need this. Oh, I remember why I kept that, but I never needed to come back to it. I should have just thrown it away at the time. And you start thinking like that. And then by the time you're done, the drawer is empty. You really didn't need anything in it. But piece by piece, that drawer got full. Piece by piece, whatever you put in it. So whatever you put in is what you're going to get back. Because that will be the standard you set for your life. So instead of saying, which this one I hear the most, you never fill in the blank. take out the garbage, do the dishes, help with the kids, you know, run the errands, whatever. You never. Someone came at you with a you never. What do? First thing you do is you feel bad. You're hurt that they didn't notice what you do, and you get defensive. But instead, you can say, can you run this errand? Can you take out the trash? Do you have a moment? Can you help me with this right now? I'm running behind. When you ask, the person feels respected. When you say you never, there you go. You're going to go down the road you don't really want to, or maybe you do, because there are other unresolved issues. Think about that. Asking a question over kind of a put down or an accusation. What's happening to us is we're so sensitive to negative. We will never, ever, throughout time, ever accept disrespectful speaking to us. We put up with as much of it as we can. And then there comes a moment in our lives where we're like, enough. That's why it's so hard to watch things like the news or to hear things that aren't true, because we get so fed up. And when we don't feel we have control over it, we start getting anxious. But we do have control over what's closest to us. We have control not to watch the news. We have control to create a world around us that is based on as much truth as we can live in. And we also have the right to take care of what comes out of our mouth and what we decide to share and how we decide to share. We set that pace in our own lives. And when you don't accept less than that, you will not get less than that. And over time, I guarantee that, because I did it. I used to speak through what hurt me because I could not express what hurt me. So I would hold it in and I'd try to bring it out in another way. And that wasn't okay for me, which meant it wasn't okay for anybody around me. Because you can't hold stuff in, it's going to come out. But I would start layer after layer after layer of protecting myself in that time. But instead now, you can say, well, that wasn't very kind, if somebody does say something to you. I know you're stressed. It might be better if you just deal with it. If you need help, I'll help you with it. But let's not cross that line. I don't want to cross that line with you. Those are words of comfort. Because when you tell another person, you know, I don't want to go into the world of disrespect with you. I really care about you. I care about us. Who's going to say, no, I want to cross the line of disrespect and not have that in our relationship? Who's going to say that? But it also gives them safety. It also gives them warmth and love. It also teaches them, and probably you too, because you get to do it with someone. It's one thing to be that by yourself, but to share that, if you are pressured and you don't want to talk right now, or you want to snap at someone and you could feel it coming, and the other person just keeps talking and they don't know yet that you've switched gears, just say, you know what, I'm distracted right now, just give me a few minutes. put yourself on pause for a minute. I'm distracted right now is better than stop doing that. Stop talking right now. You're always talking. I'm distracted right now. Taking responsibility for where you're at. There are going to be times where somebody just can't, you know, stop themselves from something. But then that's when you know something's really off. That they really probably need help. We have gotten so used to dogging the person who's rushing, anxious, not feeling okay. We've gotten used to rolling our eyes with the people closest to us and saying, well, they always do that. But we can do so much better. We can do and live so much better day to day. And it does make a difference in everything else you do. I am distracted right now. I am busy right now. I want to give you my full attention, and I can't do that right now. I'll be back in about an hour or half hour. I need to go and work on whatever. Asking somebody, do you have a moment? At the end of the day, and I know this is going to sound corny, but it's not at all. I'm so happy I spent today with you before you go to bed. I love spending our days, even when we are so busy. I like that at the end of the day, I end it with you. Those words, they not only remind the other person why and how the two of you got together, it reminds the relationship how important it is to both of you. That you don't just fall asleep and don't even look at each other and wake up in the morning and run out of bed. If there's anywhere you're going to give attention, anywhere you're going to give a few extra moments to just get out of our heads and share that, hey, I get that you're here. I know that we're busy during the week. I get that things are rushing around us. I know that we have challenges. But I love you. And I'm sticking this one out in life. I'm going to do my best. And if my best isn't feeling like my best, that is my best. But I'm going to be better. Because that striving, that thriving, that talk, it feeds both of you. When we say something nice, it gets overlooked until we get attention by not being so nice. But that ends up reversing itself because what happens is you get used to the great words, you get used to the comfort words, you get used to the words that build you, that when the other kind of stuff starts trying to seep in, you pick it up right away and you say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong. That's not okay. I know my partner cares. I know my partner cares about me. And in relationships, that's the only reason why you have a relationship. So when we start to break down what we've chosen to have in our lives, we got to know that something's wrong. Something is not cleaned up in us individually. Because if that's what we are bringing to the relationship, then we ourselves need to pay attention to who we are. It's an interesting thing that whatever you give is who you are. You can't be anybody else. But those words of comfort come when you have learned how to comfort yourself. There's times I've had thoughts like, and I knew they weren't mine, like they just kind of float through my head and I'm like, wow, where did that thought come from? I don't normally think like that. I know I feel better about things than what just ran through my head. And instead of attaching to the negative things or the ego trying to attack the good things, trying to take away the good things, you can say, hey, wait a minute, that's not the voice I want to listen to. Why would I want to take my life and think that on top of it or add that to it? What if I took my life and looked at it this way? That, hey, I made decisions and I'm going to stand by those decisions. I'm going to do my best here. And then I'm going to see what my best can do. Just like saying things to your partner like that. Like, hey, you know what? John or Joe or Sally, we can do better. We've done better. Boy, when we met, we were invincible. Why did we just let ourselves settle for this? What would happen if we joined forces and we were truly a team? I know we have different jobs, but we live in the same house. At the end of the day, we eat a meal together every single day. Do we do it in front of the TV? Do we do it with each other? Do we do it with the kids? All of that makes a difference. Because what we miss is when you have a structure in some part of your life, that is comfort because you know that you're going to decompress there. You know that you're going to talk there. You never want to get used to not interacting every day for a certain period of time because that comfort that it brings to the relationship, that regularity reminds you and reminds the relationship that the two people in it are working for it, are giving it energy, are giving it love, are giving it time. Even talking about comfort words, just comfort, period. Because at this time, in our history, at this time in our history as human beings, and I know in the United States this is true, I didn't see the stats for the entire world, but I did see them for the U.S. We have the highest rate of suicide. We have the lowest birth rate that we've ever had, highest rate of suicide we've ever had, and people aren't as healthy as they used to be. So with all that going on, we do need each other, and we do need love from each other. We do. People don't like to admit that they need love. But even, you know, when I'm single or when I'm dating or when I'm doing this or doing that in my life, I always needed love. I never not needed it. And when I was with my kids, I gave them a lot of comfort and comfort words, whether they realized that was what it was or even whether or not I realized that's what it was. It built both of them into not tolerating any less than what they know. But that just doesn't go to kids alone. It goes to adults. We are only stretched out kids. We've just been here a little bit longer than they have. We have more experiences than they have. But it doesn't mean that we don't need the love like we did as a child. Or that we don't need it even in the same way. As silly as those things sound, I really love you goes a long way. I have fun with you goes a longer way. Because that's saying I like to spend my time with you. So when you do have fun, and instead of thinking, wow, that's really silly to say, say it. Or when you get overwhelmed with how much you love someone, say it. When they are your partner and they are in your home and you are going to live with them for a long time, feed it good food. It does matter what we say, because when we say it, it literally changes the energy in the home, changes the energy with yourself, changes the energy with your partner. It changes the energy when you talk about each other to other people. It changes the energy when you describe your life. Look at your life today. How would you describe it right now? Does it feel like it's a safe place for you to live? Did you build in structures of respect, self-respect, respect for the relationship, respect for the person you chose and who chose you? Those are an honor that we forget is an honor. To find another person that you are compatible with, that you get along with, that you enjoy, that doesn't come by every day. And sometimes it comes and goes in our lives. But keeping your eye on the ball when it comes to comfort, when it comes to structure. One thing that keeps almost every relationship together is the number of experiences that the relationship has. How much time you spend together. That's why a lot of quick, I love you, let's get married in a week, Hollywood marriages are so great in the beginning, and then after a year, after that movie's over that they worked on together, they're both on location somewhere else, and then they say, oh my gosh, we're breaking up. It's not because we don't love each other. We do. We care about each other. Our work keeps us away from each other because they have not seen each other in 6 months or 8 months or maybe 1 weekend here and 1 weekend there. So because they didn't have enough experience to build their relationship, to speak words of comfort, to have some kind of structure built into their lives, they didn't even miss each other, and it had nothing to do with loving or caring about each other, but it did have to do with everyday life. Never to underestimate the little things that we live with in our lives every single day. And the choices we make and have made in our lives every single day. We are not beings. We need to be fed good food emotionally and physically. Otherwise, we're not going to be healthy. Even if you're going through a period of life where you're alone, treat yourself with respect. Don't let yourself put yourself down. Tell yourself, hey, that wasn't very nice. What if somebody said that? Would I respond so easily? Pay attention to your words, because those words are a reflection of the energy you carry inside of you that you will eventually share not only with yourself but with other people. It is amazing. It is just flat out amazing what an effect we can have by using a better vocabulary with each other. By saying, when I'm busy, instead of taking it out on another soul. You guys have a great day. We have Dream Theme Thursday already tomorrow. I love you guys. Have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.